7, David and Linda Vandever seek variances from the rear yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Van Buren Avenue within the Edgewater subdivision. The 911 address is 39126 Van Buren Avenue in Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1, the tax parcel is District 533, map 20.19, parcel 8.01. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed deck and screen porch.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Tony Iannucci, 32963 Harts Road, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Floor is yours to present the case.
Thank you. So my name is Tony Iannucci. I am the owner CEO of Ty Construction and Design. I'm representing the Vandevers today as they had prior obligations in Wilmington. I'm hoping that the previous rules don't apply here. What I'm doing is pretty much putting back the same deck that was already there. The homeowners got a little overzealous prior to me coming into the picture for them upon them hiring me, and had already torn down the deck because it was starting to dilapidate and they didn't feel safe on it or using it. So under some enticement of coffee and donuts, they had a couple of friends come down and tear down the deck already. But what we're doing is putting back the deck pretty much in the same area. As you can see on the plot survey, there was already a variance approved back in 2000. And because they tore it down, we have to redo the variance, I was told. So we're pretty much going right back to the same area it was. In fact, we're actually shrinking the size down just because they have other change orders. So in an attempt to keep costs down, they've shrunk the deck down in size to be currently roughly 16 by 10 feet. I've included in my packet initially for the exhibits, the original picture of the deck. Where that deck lies is exactly where we're putting it. If you notice in the beach grass there in the center post, there's a well pipe that comes up that's still there, and that's exactly where we're going. In fact, we're going right to that post. The rest of the deck to the right and the stairs are gonna be off of it, and the stairs are now gonna be on the south side, on the north side, going towards the front of the house. The side deck is already within our setbacks, so we're simply just requesting for the variance to be for the rear, which, like I said, is exactly where it is. And if you notice the neighbor's house to the left, their house is in the same, their deck is almost, that house is almost the same footprint, and their deck is there, which is actually where the homeowner got the design idea from, their neighbors. So, of course, they don't oppose it because it's, you know, the same layout and footprint as their house. I've also included the right side, which is that one. As you're looking at the front of the house, that's the left. But if you're in the back of the house, which is where we're requesting the variance, that's the right side. And again, you can see their deck is out almost to the same location as where we're going to be putting ours, or where we hope to put ours. And if you go back to the previous picture, our deck is going to stop, like I said, about at this post. The only difference that we're trying to do is we're going to close that section in as a screen porch. I've also included in my packet the elevation certificate for the pre-construction elevation. And that's what it looks like now where they tore the deck down at. And as you can see, that well pipe, which is located here, I marked with a black line, that's where we're going. And you can see the deck from the neighbor's house is still right there. Their trees are growing up, but their deck stops here. So the only difference that we're doing is we're shrinking the deck in width or length, depending on how you're looking at it, I guess, and we're going to close in the bottom to be a screen porch. Other than that, the same deck has been there for 25 years, since November of 2000, I believe. And that's really the basics of it. That's my presentation. I feel like it's pretty cut and dry, so I'll take any questions the board might have and do my best to answer.
I would like to say I appreciate the contractor coming out and doing this rather than having the homeowner do it. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So I just want to say that out loud. Yeah. Any questions from the board?
Can you talk a little bit more about where you're relocating the stairs? I kind of missed a little bit of that.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. So they're going to be on this side over here. So they'll be at this north side of the house along here, and they're going to come down to the front of the house. So there's actually a sliding door on the left side of this house, which is going to be their main entry to the new deck. And the new steps will come down along here to the front of the house towards the driveway. So that way, when they exit the deck and they have guests entertaining, they can just leave directly down the steps to the driveway instead of coming back through their house and downstairs. The main living floor is on the second floor of this house. This first floor is all cinder block, and it's really just entryway with a couple of offices and rooms downstairs. So it's not really the main living space. So that's why they want the steps to be on the north side there. So again, that any guests they may be entertaining on the deck can just leave right out that way instead of coming through the house.
So the new step configuration will actually reduce the footprint?
It does, actually, because if you look at the first photo that shows of the original deck, the steps actually come way out past where the variance was approved. So we are reducing the footprint by moving the steps to the other side, absolutely.
Sharp?
You have any flooding issues on the property?
There have not. The homeowners that are there now have only owned the house for 7 years, and they have not had any flooding issues to my recollection that they stated to myself.
I'm guessing they didn't place the dwelling on the property either, right?
They did not. No, the house has been there for decades now, and like I mentioned, they've only been there for 7 years. The previous owners are the ones that filed for the variance back in 2000 for that current deck. So other than that, no, they haven't had any issues. And, you know, we've had rain for the past 3 months there, and I've been working on this job since last July between design and actually construction stuff with the homeowners. And, you know, we haven't had any flooding issues with the continuous rain. And it's right on the bay, you know, at the back of the house right there as well.
You said the deck is 16 by 10. Is 16 feet the width?
Yes, sir. So 16 feet will be from where it extends. You can't tell in this picture, but this is actually past the house right here. So the deck is going to extend from this current location 16 feet this way, which is really between these two posts. This picture is kind of deceptive. This was the real estate picture. These posts are actually 8 feet apart. If you look, they look like they're maybe 2 feet apart because of the angle of the picture. But these are 8 feet apart, and we're going to the post that lands in between. So these three doors are now three big picture windows. We're going to stop right between the two windows with our deck. So again, it's actually changing, you know, we're removing some of the footprint off of that
deck. So it looks like about half of that deck is being removed. Safe to say?
I would assume so,
because it looks like you got two pillars that are, you know, that go to those two windows, and they're going to be not a deck anymore. It's just going
to
be...
Correct. It's just going to be open space to look out onto the bay.
Okay. All right. And I'm guessing the porch is needed for another outdoor entertainment or outdoor space?
Correct. Just to have a screened-in area for entertainment. So underneath the deck on that side, they're actually just going to have a barbecue grill and then the screen porch with a table and some furniture inside. So that whole section will be screened in both. Again, this picture is kind of deceptive because underneath the house here was a previous, which we didn't know until starting our demo and construction, but where this house is, there's about 10 feet. If you notice this post, it goes all the way to the ground behind the steps. There's another 10 feet back here. If you notice this little small corner, that's the actual end of the house. So there's about another 10 feet under this room that is open space underneath. So we're just going to enclose this 10 feet back to where the edge of the house comes down, but then the actual foundation, so to speak, to the house is another 10 feet back.
Yeah.
So in other words, the house is cantilevered over some onto those posts.
Okay.
And I believe previous owners, probably prior to the owners that these are my clients bought from, I believe they probably built that not within the county codes or approval. I'm not sure if there's anything that dates back prior to the variance these guys have. But upon demo of everything that we've done, we found that that was a screen. So this area was a screen porch and a deck, and we know.
On the second floor.
Yes. And we know that because of the pressure-treated decking that's located underneath this ceiling. When we took the ceiling out from under here, there's pressure-treated framing, and then you can see the pressure-treated decking that's there as well.
How old do you think that house is? Do we know?
I would guess the 70s, probably. I mean, but it's strictly just a guess. I have no clue, honestly.
Any steps, you can go up to there. Any steps projecting from the porch towards the rear yard?
No, sir.
All right, so they're just going to be ground-level entry?
Correct, into the screen porch, other than the steps that I mentioned that will be on the north side of the house.
Okay, all right. And I didn't see, is there a... No, I think I'm good. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you. And there is entry to the deck, obviously, from inside the house. So the only other steps are on the interior of the home. That's the only other way that goes to that deck other than the ones we're proposing. And again, that north side, we're within the setbacks for the deck extending out there, so that's not a concern for us. It's just putting back to where this current picture shows the deck being.
Just want to make clear, you indicated that it's these structures will be 10 feet from the property line in the rear?
Correct.
All right, so we're not looking, it's a 5-foot setback then from the 15-foot rear yard for both the deck and the porch and probably the edge of the steps too, because they're a different structure even though they're going to project towards the front. Okay, so I just want to make sure we had the right calculation.
Yeah, so in the previous variance, they state that it's a 7-foot rear yard variance of where that deck lands, but if I measured from the property line correct, we're only 10 feet now as it stands from the property line. So we're only looking for the 5-foot.
Okay, I should make sure we're right. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Thank you.
Any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13097? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13097? No further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13097 for David and Linda Vandever.
Vandever, yes, sir. Thank you.
The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variances and actually less than previous variances to this property. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variances is therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of this property.
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovengoth?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13097 has been approved.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd also like to echo the first attorney that was up here that there is a scam going on representing you guys very well. It shows your logos, names, everything. So I just kind of wanted to reiterate that and make you guys aware.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for your representation.
Thank you. Appreciate your guys' time.
We are going to take a